everyone. Welcome to another edition, another episode, and another one in the world of the Koi with Doc podcast show. That's right. We are moving on, and it's still December. The new year is coming, and all my TV shows looking good, and my Star Trek looking good, and it's going to get a fourth season. That's all I'm going to talk about Discovery. It's going to get a fifth and sixth season, and it's really good. People, go watch it on Paramount Plus. Don't cost that much, okay? Get rid of Netflix and Prime Video and go to Paramount Plus. And during the season off, what I do is I just stop paying on it until a new season starts. But since it's Star Trek and they got Star Trek all year with Pixcon and Lower Decks and then Picard and then Strange New Worlds and then Discovery, we are getting a lot of Star Trek, you know. And some fans don't like Picard or Discovery. A lot of people like Lower Decks and all because it seems like it's between Voyager, Deep Space Nine, and Next Generation and all. And it's really a good cartoon. Pixar is it's a new cartoon with Janeway. Miss Catherine came back, who's the lady who played Janeway, and it's pretty good cartoon. I was surprised we only got five episodes of Picard. I mean, whatever they call it, I'll get the episode right. But the new cartoon with Janeway, we only got five episodes. So any Star Trek fans got any answers for that, put them on my YouTube channel. Comment on the YouTube channel if you've been watching the service. I think any Star Trek is good Star Trek, okay? As long as Star Trek, you know? And it's just different to me. That's just my opinion. It's not going to keep with the things. They just doing different things. You know, the young people, the young writers, the young, they just got a young crew and cast, and they have that right to do young things, you know? Just like all movies. I mean, it's a lot of movies that came out. It's in the movie theaters right now. I asked Alexa, I got one of those Alexas, and I asked Alexa, what new movies been released? She lists a whole list of movies been released this year. And I just got to get back to the movies, you know. It's nothing like the movies, guys. I know you can sit on your couch, buy some popcorn, buy canned sodas, and it's cheap. It's cheap, and you pay Netflix or Prime Video or Paramount Plus or Disney Plus, and you only pay like $13, $12 just to watch a movie. And you got your snacks and everything, your popcorn, your soda already, and you just turn it on and watch a movie, right? But guys, no. It's not family condition. It's not family. You know, the days is being taken away from movies. Don't let the movie age go away. That's what movies is for. It's nothing like going to the AMC theater, going to that snack room, standing in that line, waiting to see that next movie with Will Smith or Jamie Lee Curtis or whoever. Rock your boat, you know, and watching them on the big screen, you know. Some of y'all got home theaters, who cares? But there's nothing like going to the movie with other people who like the same thing you like. You know, oh, this person must have liked this actor. Or this person must like action movies who like the actor who playing it. What I'm trying to say, guys, the home movie theater or screening just don't cut it, okay? It just don't cut it. You know why? Because it don't. I like going to that movie theater, hearing those speakers roar in your ears, watching them on the big screen. Don't you remember the days when Star Wars first came out? You saw them ships coming to you, the original Star Wars, the New Hope, and you saw that those ships coming to you and all, and the sound was just roaring and everything. Or Jurassic Park, when you saw Jurassic Park for the first time, the first movie, those dinosaurs, Back to the Future. I mean, don't take that away, people. Don't take that away from your children. Let them experience what you experienced when you was young, okay? I ain't saying go make yourself broken off, but just turn everything off in the house and make it a family movie night. Go to the theater, make it a family movie night. Disney and all the studios got a lot of movies. They got a lot of movies. All the movie theaters and all the studios released a whole bunch of movies because of the pandemic. They had a whole, they've been backed up and they just released movies. It's just like they pushed a button and they just dropped. No. And some movies is not coming on streaming, not on Netflix or Amazon Prime Video until you go see it in the movie theater. They're not going to release it. Some of the big movies, you know, some movies will be released on streaming, some won't, you know. But it's nothing like going to the movie theater with your family and just sitting there watching a movie with your family, you know. I'm definitely going to do that with my children because I never had that experience with all the girls and Michael and Donna. It's gonna be my experience. And then I have their girlfriends, their boyfriends, and like I said, my family didn't shrink. It just grew. It just got bigger, you know. And if they do get married, and all of them get married, even Donna get married, that's my family extended, you know. And I'm so happy, you know. And I will accept anybody that they have, you know. Especially my girls. I will accept their boyfriends, you know. Because all it is, I'm just taking in, like, three more sons. And my boys, I'm just taking in two more girls as my daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws. So they like kids to me, you know. And they gonna probably treat me like pops or dad and all, you know. So, it's that wonderful feeling when you get that age and you watch your children grow up now, you know. It's this wonderful thing, and I just wanted to do that with my kids, like go to the see the ball drop, you know, take all of them to see the ball drop, and then just go watch the Thanksgiving parade up in New York. I wanted to do that with them and just start saving money so I can do stuff with them. You know, go to Walt Disney with them, just experience that feeling with them. You know, I know they're not kids no more. In my eyes, they always going to be kids, but I know they ain't kids no more. But if there's some things that you can catch up on and have fun with them. And if they have children, that just make it more better. Because now, I'm experiencing the same thing that I wanted to do when they was young, I get to do with their children. You know? And I get to do with them. You know? And I get to take my grandchildren to Walt Disney. I'm taking my kids to Walt Disney. I'm paying for the trip. You know? And that's why I got time. Michael and his girl are still young. I don't think they're thinking about kids right now. But so when they do get married, if they do, they've been together for, Michael said, they've been together for a year now. Hopefully, they make it for a good while, you know. And Don will have a girlfriend. Hopefully, he do. I would step her to, and Jessica and Maya and Ashley got boyfriends. I would step them, and Myra had children. No. I don't think Jessica and Ashley gonna have kids, but they can get married. They had that right to get married. And so they would be like my kids too. But my point is, if anybody out there who listening to me knows that first grandchild that you first had, your daughter or your son came in and tell you that they were pregnant, well, your son could get pregnant too, but you know, saying he having a baby, not he having him having a baby, but his girlfriend having a baby, but like him having a baby. You know, if he's a good son and a good father, and he's happy, he will say, "We having a baby." And you remember that feeling that when they came to you and say that? Oh, man. Oh, boy. That's the experience that I want to feel when I'm, you know, being a father. My son comes to me and saying, "I'm having a son, Dad." Good. You're having a son. He having a son, but it could be a girl. And his girlfriend looking at him like, "How about it be a girl?" It's a boy. It's just a man thing, guys, ladies. It's just a man thing. But no matter what it is, a girl or a boy, you'll accept your granddaughter or your grandson. You know, maybe it be twins. I don't want to wish that on them. But it'll be that great feeling, you know, when it do happen, you know, and see him get standing up there in church with his tuxedo on and get ready to get married, you know, and I'm going to help pay for the wedding. I'm going to try to. That's right, because I got a lot of time to get this together, you know, and I'm gonna do something to help him out and do my best to let him stay together, you know. Keep together. Stay together. Don't split up. Get married. Don't get a divorce. Make that your very last option on the table to give a divorce. You know, just like when we go to war. It's the last option on the table. No boots on the ground until we resolve to see what's going on. No lawyers or judge until we can resolve the problem. You know? And I just hope some of the couples that are listening to me are still together and experiencing being a grandma and a granddad at the same time, and y'all still together. And you got young girl or young boy, or boy and girl, and having that first child, you know? And I hope that parents are still together, because it's nothing like experiencing it together with the person that you had a child with. I mean, I'll probably never feel that feeling, because I wish I could, you know? I wish the other half was here to have that experience that will be a lifetime experience, you know? And see them having a kid and being there, you know. But just leave the comments, guys. Just remember your first grandchild. And now you're real old. He's old. Now your first grandchild is old, and his kids is old. Is old and in high school and graduating. Now they get ready to get married. Now you're coming a great granddad and grandma. And now you get to see your third generation. You know, that would tell you, uh-oh, I'm past the big 60. Once you get past the big 65, you know, you made it to midway. There's no going back. You know, it's official. when you made past 65. It's official. Like, oh boy. Three generations already. So, it's going to come fast, but enjoy the moment, though. Just enjoy every moment. Call them up and say you love them. Make sure they're doing okay. I got to call my son probably tomorrow and tell him, see how he doing. And let him know that I love him, thinking about him. Take care, be careful out there. You know? And that's what I'm going to do from now on. And that's what I'm going to do when I get Donald and Ashley. And so I got to text Ashley too and say, love you. Love you, Ashley. You know? And love you, Michael. Be careful, girl. Kids. It's just that. I know Ashley can't text, but I know Nikki can read it to her and everything. Maybe Jessica know how to text, you know. She probably got that ability. And I know Myra do, once we find her. So I'm going to link all the kids to my messenger so they can text family and everything, talk to their cousins and family and all. So it would be a great time for me. But I just want to know how many of y'all keep in touch with your children and keep tabs on your children. Just not tabs, but just to see how they're doing. You know, they in school, they in college, they move out in their own apartment now. Just give them a holler, a shout out, saying I love you. All right? I mean, because especially as you're black, you know, especially our black children, because it's still dangerous out there while they driving and all, you know. Don't think it's the shooting that haven't stopped. No. Don't think so. You're not going to see another Freddie Gray or the other guy that was killed on TV. But that was sad, though. You know, and I don't wish that on no black man, no young black man. If my son is out there, but even if my son wasn't out there, I would still wouldn't wish that on nobody's child, especially our black men and black women. Because still nasty police out there. Still nasty white police out there. And this, if you're young, you got your driver license, please follow the safety rules and just follow the law, okay? If you get pulled over, just turn your lights on. Turn your headlights on, your car lights, the lights in your car. Turn those lights on. Do not move and do not say anything unexpected, okay? Keep your hands on the steering wheel and don't move for anything, okay? Put your cell phone down. Don't let them see your cell phone. I mean, put your cell phone down because they're going to see. Don't grab for it and anything. Don't grab for your wallet. And if you can, ask the officer, can you step out the car so you can reach for your wallet? You know, they got the big flashlights and they got the big spotlights on their patrol car, so they know if it's a wallet or a weapon. You know, they train that. But some of them, about 5 or 6, 8 or 9 police come for just two young black men just coming from school. You know, and they stop you for no reason. They stop you for no reason. And then they bring like 5 or 6 police officers. Then a dog. And you coming back from school. You know? Your college campus is right up the street from you. And they talking about, oh, we had a little trouble in the neighborhood. No, they didn't. So, if you're driving black, and if you're young, please be careful, game. And especially this holiday. I mean, New Year's is coming. They're going to have a lot of stuff downtown in Baltimore, in New York, and in Chicago, and around the country. Do not want to hear no more black young men or any other old men getting shot, okay? Don't want to hear it, you know? If this, after that guy got killed on TV, it's just too much, you know? You know, it's, I know Freddie Gray, but I forgot the other guy's name. George Floyd. After he got killed on TV, that just did it for me. And I watched the trial, and that police officer, he was just crazy. You know, I don't think his family was prejudiced. I mean, I think he was just on something that day. You know, he had to be. You know, and I think all four of them was prejudiced. Pit your wife and children to do that? Come on, man. You know, you're a police officer, and then you're going to take your family to this? They're going to see you go to jail for killing somebody, a human being? And they watched it on TV. So I know that police officer family watched it on TV. And I just imagine what they're going through every year, you know. I can't imagine, you know. Nobody really won in that case because you lost George Floyd, and that side of the aisle lost their father and the son, you know. So nobody really won. So, really, when you watch that video, and when you're watching the court thing, if you were watching it on court, how come when they got him out the car and they sent him down, how come they didn't check him for his ID and all that? Then, they brought him across the street, tried to throw him in the car. He told them that he was homophobic. I mean, he can't stand in small spaces. And then they should have just set him down right by the sidewalk, you know, and then get the store owner and then see what's going on. If the money was counterfeit, if the money was fake money, counterfeit money, then he would talk to him. You know, just talk to him, saying this is a counterfeit $20 bill, and you probably didn't even know you had it, because sometimes you're getting changed money, and sometimes they don't check, and then they give it back to you. It could be counterfeit. You don't even know what counterfeit money looks like. I don't either. Nope. And the last person who gave it to the store owner could have gave it to him. You know? He could have went into another store and got the money, got that counterfeit money, and then came back and got a pack of whatever he was at the other, the store named Cups in Missouri. He could have went to that store and changed and took that the $20 and gave it back to the from one store to the other store. No, that store clerk could have gave it to him. He could have gave it back to him because he went to the store and bought something. You know, and then that store clerk, he checked it, made sure it wasn't counterfeit. But the other store didn't check. You know, George Floyd would have knew it was counterfeit. No, he probably didn't know it was counterfeit. But nobody even thought of that, you know. And police officers knew that. Because sometimes you go in the store, they give you change, and the money, $20, $10, they don't even check the money. They have a little thing that they're supposed to check the money with. If it's $50, $100, you put a check the money. And some stores don't even do it. They just give you change. And then when the next person come up, have a $500 bill, they give them the $1 bill and there to go. Counterfeit money and change it from one hand to another. You know? And then that person who got the money gets in trouble. They don't know a doggone thing about counterfeit money. I know I don't. That's why I get my change from the bank. So if anybody at fault, I would have my bank receipt. Like, white boy, this is my bank receipt. This is where I got my money from. I don't know what the hell they talking about. This is where I got my $20 from. Out of the bank. See that? PNC. Bank. Time. Withdraw. Withdraw. How much withdraw? I make sure I carry my receipt with me. Because I check too. And after seeing that, I'm real careful now. Because I'm real careful what I do. Because soon they give me change and I have a big $50 bill. Soon they give me change. I take that money back, put it right back into the bank. I put it right back into the bank. I keep my receipt where I got that money from. You know, and nothing happened. I just throw the receipt away, you know. But I keep the receipts for a while. No. Because saw what happened to George Floyd over a $20 counterfeit money. He lost his life over $20. $20 he lost his life over. So guys, young people, be careful. If you want to wind up checking your money, just remember George Floyd. Okay? Just remember him. He lost his life over something stupid. Something real stupid that could have been solved. Just like that. And just be careful. And let's see, in the government news, I guess they still working on the bill. I guess the Democrats and the Republicans is coming back Monday. And I haven't been watching the news. I watched a little bit this morning. I was watching CBS on 24/7 CBS News. But I'm not really into the news that much now. Because I've watched it all year. All year, all 2020, I watched the news. MSNBC, CNN, from the beginning of 2020 to 2021, all the way down to the shots came out. I watched the news. And once we got those booster shots, I just stopped watching CNN and all. I peek in every now and then. But I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I watched it for 2.5 years. And oh boy, no. Sometimes I get a little sore throat. Like I got one now. But I'm good. It will go away. If it don't, I'll let my doctor know and everything. But I'm good. No coughing or blood or nothing like that. And I'm gonna get a check for what you call me now, and get my COVID check canceled. COVID check. Yep. And I'm asking all people 50 years old and older to get a colon check. Make sure you don't have colon cancer. Just remember to do that when you turn like 40 or 45. I got my first one when I'm 45. I'm going to get the next one. Because I got something to live for. Got something to live for. Y'all do too. You got your children and your grandchildren. Remember, your heart is not just your heart. You share that heart with your loved ones. Okay? So, take care of that heart that you share with, that you share your heart with. And I just want to, yeah, anybody is planning for summer now is the time to plan for summer vacation. You know, since we're getting back to normal and things are up and going again. Yeah, it's still that second, third virus out there and everything, but I don't think it's that much to be concerned about. It's just like, hey, here comes the third wave, a new virus, a new COVID-19 level of the COVID-19 virus. Is this a new level of the COVID-19 virus, you know, that they talk about over in, that came over Africa? Now, I think they said it's in California. They got, what are some people in California? They got it. But that's probably after they found out that it was a new case, a new version of the COVID-19. Those people was already in here, was already over here. So, I'm sure that they quarantined them, you know. But, I just wonder, people, do y'all ever think that we're going to take these masks off? Or this is just our new normal? You know, is this just our new normal? And what's next? What's coming next? Because I'm scared that we might start having wearing environmental suits. You know, those big suits that we're going to have to start wearing environmental suits. We already wearing masks and stuff like that. If another pandemic comes and they can't control it, and you can get it by touching and stuff, they're going to make you put suits on. No? I mean, just think about it. Nobody thought the pandemic, COVID-19, was going to do this, did they? Now just imagine you walking around in space suits. Yeah. Just imagine that. Walking around in body suits. Full-grown body suits with face covering on you and all. Yeah. That's scary, ain't it? Yes. Don't know what's next, guys. I mean, it's a lot of diseases out there. And since the environment is getting more warmer and atmosphere, and the temperature is getting more warmer. We never see snow no more here in Maryland. And it hasn't snowed yet in the great mountains and all the Great Lakes and stuff. It usually be snowing by this time up in the Great Lakes. And that moisture and that snow be coming down here. Up in New York, they should be seeing the snow. You know? Up in the mountains should be snowing. I mean, should be snowing here. You know, it's December. It don't need to be, you know, 46 degrees. Where is the snow? Where? I mean, it's nice and warm, nice and cold outside, fresh air and everything. Thank goodness, because we don't have to bring that hot summer air in. Nice, clean. I wouldn't say it's so clean. You know, still gases and stuff in the air. But that nice breeze out there. You go outside, just get that nice fresh air. Nice cold fresh air. I mean, I love the fall in the wintertime. I mean, I don't like it too cold, but I can take it. You know, I just buckle up, put some masks on, gloves on, I'll be all right. You know, when I start driving, turn the car on, get it warm, start driving, you know. I don't believe we're going to see snow anymore anyway. And if it do snow, I just get some snow tires, you know, in my car. But, sorry kids, next generation, the young kids, Sorry that y'all probably won't never see snow. Hopefully y'all will get to experience that snowball fights. Going on the sled, riding down and sliding down a hill on your sleds and stuff. Going to skiing with your father and them, you know. Skateboarding, skating, ice skating, and also skiing. I mean, I missed it, you know. And it's just too much, you know. It's those tentacles and all that ozone layer, greenhouse effect, and everything. I just hope that they can find a way to stop it and reverse it. You know, get more trees up. I mean, get more trees up, plant more trees, let them grow. The more trees we get, the more oxygen we get. When the wind blows, it gets cold and stuff. The trees start blowing, get cold. Blow more air and stuff. You know, I'm not a scientist, but this is some of the things I do know. Trees get you oxygen. The air, the blows and stuff. Stuff like that. You know. And I just hope that we'll find a way to stop, reverse the greenhouse effect and seal that big hole that we got in the atmosphere. Right by the equator. We destroying her. We destroying her. Either way, either war or greenhouse gases. We destroying her. And hope other countries would get to have it that they will stop it too, like China and Russia and all them will stop it. Just stop it. You know. Go green. You know. Go electric, China. Go electric. USLR. Just do it. You know, just don't think about it. Just do it. And they talk about it every day. In the environment. And hopefully Joe Biden would get that done. And just hope that we will fix it. Because I know people miss snow. I know those snow lovers, they miss snow. I know y'all do. I know y'all remember snowing at this about this time. No? I mean, the earth is trying to repair itself. It's trying to give us snow and everything. But human beings are just destroying it, you know? And no matter what we do in this country, the other countries have to do the same thing. Because if we stop, we go gas, we go electricity, we go solar panels, and have gas cars, electric cars. We got to get the other countries up doing it too, you know. So it's not only Americans. Everyone got to put their part in to save the environment. Everyone across the world, everyone, and just tell me in your comments and all. Just remember my book. Mr. Boogie Shoes is coming out in April the 21st. Still scheduled for April the 21st release. It's going to be released at 12 o'clock a.m. That's my second book. And you can go on Amazon, type in my name, Corey Whitlock, and you can get the first book. You can go buy the first book. And that book is Burning Love, Ocean, and Sky. Very good story. I'd rather you go and get the ebook, but if you do get the paper book, just remember that when it was printed, the words is real small. It's hard to read in the printed book. That's why I didn't make no hard copy of it. I just made paperback. But it's still a lot of requests. I took it down once, but still a lot of requests for it. A lot of people asking for it, so I'm going to try to get me some more books out so I can give it to family and everything. And I'm just so proud of myself and my kids and everyone, you know. And hope that you are proud of your family or proud of what you finally accomplished in life. And that's the thing, guys. We go through so much, you know, and then we finally get there. We finally accomplish that dream, you know. No matter what that dream is, we finally got that. Finally get that. If we just get it, we do it by ourselves or we do it with our partner. We will get there, you know. It's just a matter of time. You still got to work hard for it, you know. Still got to do the good job and everything. Do what's right. Don't do nothing stupid, you know. Stupid things that get you in trouble, that will derail you and all that. And if you do get there and get into your career, don't mess it up, because it took you a while to get there, to get that doctor degree, that lawyer degree, that acting career, that medical career, and that specialist, police officer, firefighter, whatever the case is. Took you a while to get there. Took you a lot of stress to get there. Took you a lot of determination to get there. Don't mess it up. And I'm talking mostly to the young people. Don't mess it up, okay? But dreams do come true. No matter how old you are. If you 00 to 99, of course you don't live that long, but if you're 1,000 years old and you still have that dream, you would 0 to 1,000 and beyond. If you still have that dream, go for it. That's my answer to you. Go for it. Anytime Captain Kirk, William Shatner can go to space, an old man can go to space, then you can be a doctor and you can be a lawyer. William Shatner and all those old people who went up and up, in space, they prove that no matter how old you are, where you at in life, you can accomplish your dream. You know? So, just get there. That's all you have to do. Just get there. And getting there is half the battle. But having people support you is another battle. And get the right people to stand by you, that's a battle inside a battle, you know, to believe in you and stand by you. But you can do it. You can do it. You just got to have the willpower and the courage and determination. You can do it. And so, that's about it, people. Probably later on, I'm gonna start talking about UFOs, and we're gonna start talking about some very strange things that I've seen on YouTube. And we're gonna have a topic about that. And then probably have a topic about religious. How many people is religious? Still religious today. And you believe the right God. And you in the right religion. Not in no cult. Not in no kind of cult or no other thing going on with you. Okay? Maybe we'll talk about that in the next episode. How long you been religious? Been religious ever since you was born? Got baptized? Been going to church ever since you was born? You're a singer? You come from church and you're a singer now? But we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about some stars like Kurt Russell. What that gospel singer name? Kurt Russell or something. Put out a lot of songs. I mean, R&B gospel singer. Yeah, we're going to talk about him. I think Kurt's somebody. So, if y'all know what I'm talking about, just leave a comment. That don't mean I'm going to read it right away. Just go to my YouTube page, leave a comment, and it will be up on YouTube. And it will be up on Facebook. And it'll be on Twitter. Our new episode is coming out this month. And I'm working on a new episode for January and February. Now, the episodes that I'm working on for February and January is going to be written by somebody else. And we're going to talk about those topics. These topics and everything, I'm just sitting here thinking. Some of the things. I had some stuff broken down. But I think episode 9 and 10, and of course this episode 11, and episode 12 and 13, we're going to talk about some stuff. UFOs, shadow people, and insane silence. And we're just going to go back and do reading the basic stuff and just talk about some Star Trek stuff. And just that's right. Gotta talk about Star Trek. Been talking about that since I started. And I just want to know, Star Wars fans, where are you? I heard nothing on the internet about you. Haven't seen you on YouTube. Where are you? Do you know any information about the new movies, the new soccer that Disney working on? That's what I want to know. Any Star Wars fans, leave me a message on my YouTube channel or Facebook. If you have any news on the new movie, Star Wars movie, I know they got the new Boba Fett. Disney coming out. It's called Boba Fett. And come out December the 28th, I think. And that's one of the reasons why I got the Disney screening, Disney Plus. And I'm going to be watching that. Oh, yeah. Going to have my snacks and everything. December 28th, Boba Fett. Third season. I think I'm going to watch that tonight. Yeah, I think I'm going to watch that tonight. Nah, I don't think so. But just be careful, people. It's the holidays, guys. And I'm going to keep telling you that. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Be extreme careful. Young people, be careful. All over the world, and definitely in this country. Especially if you're black, Hispanic, Puerto Rican. If you're not white and you live in those dangerous states, those red states and all, be careful. Because I don't want to hear you on the news getting shot. Enough. Okay? Alright, fans. Alright, America. Alright, my listeners. I love you. Season greetings. Leaf Dolly Dot. wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. To my uncle, aunts, cousins, nieces, nephews, sister, brother, and of course, Donald, Ashley, Jessica, Michael, and Myra. And we love you. Live long and prosper, and may the force of Jesus be with you always. Thanks again for listening. See you in the next episode of the Koi Bala podcast show. I love doing it. I just love it. Thank you for listening.